testimony. Position 3.
My name is Agnes. I'm an addict. Thank God for Narcotics Anonymous, and thank God for a new way of life, and I'm extremely excited to be here at this convention. I didn't have any intentions on, like, sharing or anything like that, but you know how Narcotics Anonymous is, that you just get, like, a random phone call, and I'm just like, okay. So I'm really grateful to be here. Whoever's here is supposed to be here, and I get really loud and excited, so if you have to cover your ears, I'm sorry. So my topic is Tradition 3. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using. And I also have learned to look up words in our text because I don't know everything. And it says, desire is to wish or long for, to ask for, a longing, a request, something desired. And so when I came to Narcotics Anonymous, I have to say that I was 23 years old, and I'm 31 now. I had just celebrated 8 years clean, April 5th of this year. And, like, I haven't found it necessary to relapse, like, in 8 years. You know what I mean? And I was, like, one of those type of addicts where you guys told me, like, it was a 90-day deal. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that it was, like, a lifelong journey. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I had a lot of reservations when I came to Narcotics Anonymous. You know, and I was reading in It Works How and Why in the third tradition, because I like to stay on topic. It says, we learn to be tolerant of addicts from different backgrounds than ours, remembering that we are not better than any other addict in a meeting. Right? And so, like, I was, like, better than you guys, like, for a long time. Like, I had to work some steps. Like, for real, to, like, learn the ways that the disease, like, manifests in my own life, right? Because, like, I never been to jail, you know what I'm saying? I never stuck no needle in my neck. I never ate no spread, you know what I mean? I never keistered no dope up my butthole. Ew, you guys are nasty. You guys are gross. You know what I mean? And so, like, and I don't mean to, like, offend anybody. This is just my thinking at the time. Like, I can't possibly be like you guys. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are gross to me. You know what I mean? I'm pretty, you're ugly, you're old, I'm young, right? But then I started to get the desire, right? When I would hear stuff like, you need to listen to the similarities instead of the differences. You know what I mean? And so, like, I started listening to the similarities and not the differences. And so, like, when I first came to our, it says, man, self-esteem was non-existent, man. You know, so when I got clean, I had very low self-esteem, right? And so, like, I thought you guys were, like, talking shit to me when you told me to keep coming back, right? And you guys told me to, like, give myself a break and, like, read the literature, you know what I mean? And so, but, like, I was emotionally, spiritually just bankrupt when I came to Narcotics Anonymous, you know what I mean? Even though I didn't go to some of the bitter ends that you guys, like, tell me about, like, I was grateful for those addicts that, like, told me where I'm gonna eventually end up if I continue to use drugs, right? Because our only alternatives, right, is jails, institutions, dereliction, and death, right? So what do you mean? So I can either go to meetings, get a sponsor, work the steps, or jails, institutions, and death. Like, thank you for telling me my alternatives, right? Thank you for the horror stories, right? Because that, like, scared me, and, like, then I really wanted to stay clean now because I didn't want to end up being somebody's bitch in jail. You know what I mean? And so, I'm so grateful for Narcotics Anonymous, man. It talks about fanning the flame. And for, like, for a long time, right? Like, so I got a little bit of information, right? Because don't you know I got 18 months? You know what I'm saying? I got 18 months up in here. And, like, it would, like, really irritate me when people were, like, not sharing the Narcotics Anonymous language. Like, it would really irritate me if you were, like, talking about some other literature that is, like, not even Narcotics Anonymous. You know what I'm saying? And, like, so it was, like, and I always share this because it's so much a part of my story. Like, it was, like, my obligation to, like, tell you after the meeting every single tradition you broke. And why you messed up the atmosphere of recovery. And so, like, and I'm telling you, like, the third tradition, right, has actually helped me be a productive member. Not in that society, but in this society. right? And it says, addiction is a deadly disease. We know that addicts who don't find recovery can expect nothing better than jails, institutions, and death. Refusing admission to any addict, even one who comes merely out of curiosity, may be a death sentence for that addict. We learn to practice tolerance of addicts who don't look like us, think like us, or share like us. We teach by example. Pressuring new members to talk or act like we do may send them back to the streets. It certainly denies them the right to recover and learn in their own way. All right, so I had to stop sponsoring people after the meeting. Because number one, you never asked me to be your sponsor, you know what I'm saying? But it was my obligation as a Narcotics Anonymous member to tell you everything you did wrong. You know what I mean? The only thing I can share is that I'm an addict, right? And this is the admission that I can only make for myself. I can't make that decision for you. I can't make the decision whether you want to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous or not. Because it says that, let me see, in the basic text, right? Tradition 3. Membership is not automatic when the addict decides to stop using. You know what I mean? And I'm like one of those addicts where I don't want to face that rough road. So I always make sure I'm plugged in, you know what I'm saying? Because I understand today that self-sufficiency is a lie. You know what I mean? And I can't do this thing by myself at all. You know, and another thing that the third tradition has really helped me with, right? It says the third tradition encourages freedom from judgment. Right? I used to walk around Narcotics Anonymous, I judge everybody. Right, and then people would say, "Well, you spot it, you got it, right?" And I'd be like, "Whatever, I don't got that shit." You know what I mean? And so I learned, recovery is not looking at you; it's looking at me. You know what I mean? So I had to stop worrying about what you were doing in your recovery, whether you think you're an addict or not, whether you read the traditions or not. You know, I can get mad if you break traditions in the meeting. You know what I'm saying? And then I would close my mind off, and I wouldn't want to hear nothing you had to say. So I'm in recovery, but I'm on the outside looking in, but I'm clean though. You know what I mean? And so I used to judge everybody, and I'm just going to share some of my story. And it applies to the third tradition, man, because I used to judge everybody, especially women. But I was never the type of girl that was oh, I don't trust them bitches, you know what I'm saying? I always trusted the women when I came to Narcotics Anonymous because I was 23 years old and I was scared. You know what I mean? I was a scared little girl, and man, I just wanted to stay clean. You know what I'm saying? So I embraced the women when I first got. I never had no trust issues with women. You know what I mean? And so people would say, okay, the men stick with the men, and the women stick with the women. But you know what? I got some men today in my life that are like my brothers today, and we talk about recovery. You know what I mean? And even if you're trying to fake the funk, trying to be my friend because you're trying to get some pussy, you ain't gonna get none anyway. So I'm sorry, you had to hear me talk. Or you might learn how to have a friend. I would judge people, right? Especially that woman that came in with the jacked up, insane, cop-calling relationship, right? I'd be like, ooh, she needs to call her sponsor, work the sex. Right? Because, I had, at this time, I had a 19 months. Right? Until the disease manifested itself in the same way in my own life. Right? Cause I just really wanted a boyfriend. You know what I mean? And so I have this analogy on, cause it says we must grow up or die. We must grow up. And so recovery for me, this whole recovery situation thing for me going on is a process of growing up for real. And I don't think they were talking about a physical death. I think they were talking about a spiritual death. And so, two people, right? And this is an analogy. I understand people cheat on each other, get divorces, got baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, child support issues, alimony, and all that. So it's just an analogy, so don't get all worked up, right? So, my mom, she, never sat me down and said, this is how you date people, Agnes. You know what I mean? So, two people, right, that are probably, practicing principles and, actually utilizing sponsorship. You know what I mean? Grown-up folks, mature people, right? Two people, see each other, right? And they, catch eyes, you know what I'm saying? And they, think each other looks good, you know what I mean? So, they probably, exchange numbers, you know what I mean? And they start talking to each other, probably develop some type of friendship or some type of camaraderie. And from there, they want to decide if they want to be in a relationship or not. So, they get into a relationship, and they have sex. and it's really good, you know what I'm saying? And they fall in love and get married and have kids. And I'm just saying, it's just an analogy, you know what I mean? And then, like, I'm like the one of the addicts, like, faltered along the way, right? And never outgrew the self-centeredness of a child. Like, this is how I determine if I'm a relationship or not. I think you're fine. You think I'm fine. We bone and we're together. But I'm like, you don't know we're together, but we are together, okay? And then, like, I wonder how I ended up, like, sleeping next to the enemy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I signed up for something that I have no idea what I signed up for, but who cares, because our babies are going to be cute. Right? So my sponsor was like, you need to stop basing your relationships on muscles, a cute face, and whether your babies are going to be cute. I'm like, damn. We must grow up or die, right? Like, okay. You know what I mean? And so, like, what that actually did for me, and, like, thank God for sponsorship, man, because it's like the heartbeat of our program. I've never been without a sponsor, you know, because I don't know how to live. I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know how to respond to things. The only thing I know is if you hurt my feelings, I'm going to mess you up. Right? Retaliate. I'm like a retaliator, you know what I mean? Especially if my feelings been hurt, you know what I mean? And so, like, my sponsor at the time, like, loved me through that whole process. You know what I mean? And, like, before that, you know, I had sponsors and stuff. You didn't follow my suggestion. You're just dumb. You're stupid. You asked for it. Like, no compassion. Like, whatsoever. Because, like, I'm learning in the Narcotics Anonymous, you have to, like, show me how to practice principles by doing them on me so that I know how to do that for the next person. You know what I mean? So she loved me through that whole process, man. She didn't judge me. She wasn't like, oh, you did it again. You know what I mean? Because all my poor home group at the time, you know what I mean? Like, because we'd be like, break up, get back together, break up, get back together. Like, someone just shoot me in my head. I mean, complete insanity. I'm talking about insanity so deep, right? I called the cops on him. He caught a case. We got back together, and I drove him to court in his car, gave him a kiss on the cheek, like, good luck, baby. Love you. Well, I guess I'm the only one that's experienced that. It's just my experience, okay? And so, like, my sponsor, like, loved me through that. You know what I mean? She was just like, I love you, Agnes, and when you're ready to do something different, I will be here to support you. Like, damn, are you for real? Like, wow. Right? Because it says that we can be analyzed, counseled with, beaten, locked up, all that stuff. But an addict will not stop until they want to stop, no matter what. I'm not just talking about drugs. You know what I mean? Because, like, I have a disease that, like, manifests in every area of my life. You know what I mean? And I didn't understand that. I didn't understand obsession, compulsion, in total self-centeredness. I didn't understand. That was, like, foreign to me. You know, until it started manifesting in other ways in my life, you know? And so, like, she loved me through that, man. And so, like, I have, like, compassion today. You know, I'm so freaking self-centered, man. Like, I couldn't possibly care what the hell you're going through. I got my own problems. Complete, total self-centeredness, right? The core. Deep inside, the center in there. I have a spiritual disease. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? And so, like, I have to share, like, man, I went to the little speaker thing last night, speaker jam or whatever, workshop, and, like, there was a kid in there who had, like, 4 days clean. And I have to share that my first meeting of Narcotics Anonymous, I had 4 days clean. And I haven't found it necessary to relapse, man. Like, no matter what. You know, and thank you for sharing, Keith. When I had 2 years clean, I got diagnosed with lupus. And, like, I thought I was going to die. And, like, I was mad at God. And I was mad at everybody. And I was, like, at odds once again with myself and everybody around me because things ain't going my way. Right? Because, you know, like I said, when I came to Narcotics Anonymous, I was like a little snot-nosed kid that was subject to throw a temper tantrum at any moment, any time, any day, anywhere. And so, like, due to the lupus, right, like, the whole back of my head, like, went bald. Like, my hair, like, the back of my head, like, it just came out, like, in 2 days, like, chunks. Right? So, like, the whole back of my head was, like, bald. You know what I mean? And I suffer from defects of character. And if my hair ain't right, you ain't right. The freaking, this whole world ain't right. This whole motherfucker ain't right. And somebody's going down. Somebody's going down. This ain't, why me? And like, it would irritate me when like someone would try to give me a solution, you know what I'm saying? Because I would, at the time I was not a sometimes I'm not a lovable person. Clean, with years clean, sometimes I don't feel very lovable. But people like called me and they told me that they loved me and they went to meetings with me and my favorite part of Narcotics Anonymous is like the meeting after the meeting. Right? Because that's when I start developing like close relationships with people and they find out what's wrong with me so that you guys can be my eyes and ears up in here. You know what I mean? Because how can you help me if you don't even know what's wrong with me? You know what I mean? So I had to like open up to some people, you know what I mean? And so like I got through that clean and I'm okay with it today. And sometimes my hair still falls out, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I learned that this is not a looking good on the outside type of program. This is like a looking good on the inside type of program, right? So like if the inside's looking good, then the outside's gonna shine anyways. And like thank God for God, man. Like, thank God for God because, like, I've been in remission more than I've had symptoms of lupus. And I, like, believe, like, it's a direct result, right, of, like, working the steps, calling my sponsor, getting a better attitude, because that's my whole freaking problem is I have a bad attitude, and changing my ideas and attitudes, really. Because check this out, you guys aren't the enemy today. For a long time, my sponsor was the enemy, you guys were the enemy, because you guys were like pointing out my defects, you know what I mean? And I just get defensive. So, I just, you know, I never asked for no peace in my life, you know what I mean? I wasn't asking like to be happy and stuff. You know what I mean? I wasn't asking to be content even though I'm broke as hell. You know what I mean? I wasn't asking for like none of this. All I wanted to do was stop using. So like I really shortchanged myself when I came to Narcotics Anonymous because I didn't know the plans that God has for me. You know what I mean? I didn't know that my primary purpose was like to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. You know, and so I'm actually from Stockton, but I just moved 3 months ago to Long Beach, which is like in Southern California, which is like 5 hours away from my house. You know, and this is like my first time away from home, you know what I mean? And it's like been really hard for me. Cause like it's, you know, I moved there and I had 7 years and so like everything that I knew about recovery was like in Northern California. So like I had to like practice some serious humility when I moved out there. Like for real, for real. Like the humility I practiced when I first got clean. You know what I mean? And the day that I moved to Long Beach, right, I was so freaking scared, man. Like a lack of self-acceptance started to sink in and a fear of rejection and oh my God, they're not going to like me. And I have like a disease that expresses itself in ways that are antisocial and that make detection, diagnosis, and treatment difficult, right? So like, I have the only disease that I have to like administer my own medicine. But then I have the same disease that says, you don't have a disease. So I went to a meeting, like the day that I moved there, I went to a meeting because I was all messed up, and none of those bitches hugged me. None of those bitches hugged me. So I called my sponsor, and I was like, none of them bitches hugged me. And she was like, first of all, you need to let people know that you don't live there, that you just moved there, right? You're the one that needs to go give hugs. And I was like, what? Why you gotta turn this on me all the time? Because I had one of those sponsors. It ain't them, Agnes. It's you. If everybody's trying to run away from you, it's not them. It's you. Sorry to break it to you. Your personality's messed up. Right? Because a personality change is what we really need if we want to stay clean. And my personality sucked when I came to Narcotics Anonymous. So she was like, it's your responsibility to get a woman, you know, phone list, whatever you need to do. I'm like, damn, she's right. You know what I mean? And I remember my first sponsor, man, she would always tell me, man, if you want friends, then you got to learn how to be a friend. I'm like, wow. If you want people to call you and be concerned about you, then you need to call people and be concerned about them. Like, okay. Because don't you know I'm so self-centered? They need to be, you know. And on top of that, you know, they might not have learned the way that I learned. Because, you know, I'm from Stockton, really teeny, tiny little town in Stockton, right? And I was taught, like, in my home group, because we're so small, you know what I mean? Like, if you're new and I have never seen you before, oh, you best believe I'm going to be up in your face. Go, hi, how are you doing? Where are you from? How long do you have clean? Do you have a sponsor? Did it? You know what I'm saying? But some people are not taught the way that I'm taught. And so I have to accept that about people today. You know what I mean? And so, like, it's all good because, like, I moved out there and, like, people like me. They, like, love me. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, it's, like, trippy, you know? And I, like, went home for, like, spring break, right? And like, my friends from Long Beach were, like, calling me, asking me when I'm going to come home and stuff because they, like, missed me. And I'm like, fool, I only missed one home group meeting. Calm down. I'm coming back. I'm talking about, I'm talking about the people in Narcotics Anonymous, man, like, help me stay clean. They've, like, fanned the flame, man. They fanned the flame when I went there. And some people had the same experience about moving far away from home, and they, like, shared that with me. I was on a phone with another addict driving into freaking L.A. on the 5, freaking crying. And I was on the phone with another addict. And they were sharing their experience. This is what I did. This is how I felt. Because, like, we're never alone. Like, for real, for real. We are never alone with nothing. No matter how many times I humiliate myself in Narcotics Anonymous. And trust me, I have my days. But, like, people, like, accepted me and loved me in spite of me. Well, I'd like to think people don't have to tolerate me anymore. But, you know, I don't know. My personality is not for everybody, and that's okay with me today. You know what I mean? Because I like having it. Because if you don't want to be my friend, I'll chase you if you don't want to be my friend. Because I want to know why you don't want to be my friend. Because if I wasn't my friend, I'd want to be my friend. And so, like, in the self-acceptance pamphlet says, we no longer have to look for the approval of others because we're satisfied with being ourselves. Man, I love this program, man. Okay, so the reason why I moved, right, all the way, like, far away from home, right, is because I got accepted to go to the university in Long Beach, right? Because, like, someone believed in me and wanted to help me in my recovery. I, like, started to believe in myself a little bit, like, what? I mean, I have to share about the first day of school, man. I have to share about the first day of school, man, because I was, like, walking on campus, right? And everyone had their little Cal State beach stuff on, you know what I mean? Like, because they call it, like, the beach family, you know, because I live at the beach, you know what I mean? And, like, I was, like, walking on campus, man, and I have to tell you guys, man, I didn't feel inferior to nobody. And I don't know about you, man. I've never felt good about myself until I came to Narcotics Anonymous. Like, never. Because, like, all we want to do is feel good about ourselves. I never felt good about myself. But you know what? That day, and I'm not saying that I feel good about myself every single freaking day of, my recovery history or whatever, because I've had my days. But, like, that day, I didn't feel inferior to anybody, man. And I was, like, walking around campus, and I was just like, man, I think I could do this. You know what I mean? Like, I could do this. Like, I'm going to do this. Like, lost dreams awaken, new possibilities arise, man. I just wanted to stop using. I didn't fucking ask for none of this. I didn't ask for confidence and stuff. I didn't ask for, like, self-esteem. And, like, one of my predecessors used to always tell me, man, if you want some self-esteem, you got to do some esteemable things. Right? And so I have to keep the desire to not use alive, man. So I've never been one of those addicts, man. I went to a meeting one time, and this dude said that he didn't go to a meeting for like 6 months. And I was like, God damn. I think about how sick I am working steps. reading literature, talking to my sponsor, going to meetings on a regular basis. I could not even imagine what I would be like if I did not attend meetings regularly. It would be all bad. I know that for sure. It'd be all bad. Because it says another type of relapse happens when staying clean is not our top priority. You know what I mean? So I know that my primary purpose didn't change because I moved away from home. I'm not normal now. Because I understand today, man, if I stop going to meetings, talking to my sponsor, working the steps, I'll have no problem chopping dope on my degree and using it as a fat-ass zigzag. It's a smoke that. Just smoke it up. I'll smoke up my loans. I'll smoke up my books, because don't you know you can sell them back? I'll smoke everything up. Disease don't care if I got a degree or not. It ain't impressed by that. It says the progression of recovery is a continuous uphill journey. Without effort, we start the downhill run again. The progression of the disease is ongoing, even during abstinence. Like, that's like a serious statement right there. Like, this is like life and death for me. You know what I mean? I ain't no normal person. Normal people don't... Productive members of society don't ever end up in Narcotics Anonymous. In fact, they never even question if they're addicts or not. So obviously, I'm not a successful user because I ended up in Narcotics Anonymous. Sorry, Agnes. You're never going to be able to have a glass of wine with your freaking spaghetti dinner. Because, like, alcohol is a drug, and, like, I have the disease of addiction. Right? Obsession, compulsion, and total self-centeredness. Once I start, I can't stop. Where are all these people coming from? Oh, okay. Man, I can't believe how good my life is today. Like, I can't believe it. Like, I feel like I'm going to wake up and it's going to be all bad again sometimes because for some reason I have, like, this impending doom. You know what I mean? But I know that, man, I just thank God, man, for God. I thank God for God. I can't believe I'm 31. Someone said last night I was in halftime. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in halftime. Like, holy shit, I better make halftime count, you know what I mean? All I know is that anybody who has a desire to stop using, man, can become a member of Narcotics Anonymous, and that's all I had when I got here. I didn't know about steps, I didn't know about freaking regular meeting attendance, because don't you know, like, I was like one of them addicts, like, when I had 30 days, the only two words I knew was, I know. Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, I know. And my sponsor is like, first of all, hold up, be quiet, let me talk. If you knew, how'd you end up in Narcotics Anonymous? If you know so much. Right? And so I was like, wow. Like, I had to, like, practice humility. Like, okay, wow, she has a point there. You know what I mean? And I was like, look, sponsor, with my 20 days, you know what I mean? I'm gonna get a full-time job. I'm gonna go to school full-time. I'm gonna get a husband. I'm gonna drop some kids. And she was like, whoa, slow down, Turbo. Let's learn how to stay clean. Right? And so it says we don't have to understand this program for it to work, right? So I didn't know that I was like building a like foundation of recovery like the first couple years of my recovery. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so grateful. How come I was open-minded to that? And some people aren't. You know what I mean? Why do I get to stay here and like stay clean and like some people like they have to relapse and go do more research? You know what I mean? And so like, man, this disease ain't playing with me, man. Cause like one of my friends, like a really good friend of mine in Stockton, right? Like she had 15 years. And she, like, called me and told me that she took a drink. And I was like, what? I was like, first of all, like, my heart started like beating real fast, and then I started getting scared, so I like started going on the first step, trying to tighten my shit up just in case I like missed something. Because like it wasn't the fact that she told me that she took a drink, it was like really scaring me because like she was like convincing me that she can successfully use now. And that's like a contradiction to the first step. I'm talking about reservations, like if I get this amount of time clean, I think I'm going to be able to control my using. Or maybe I could just still sell drugs on the side and not use. And I was just like, damn, are you, like, and it like, it makes me so sad because like I work so hard, man, for my recovery, man, and I don't have the desire to use drugs, man. The thing, oh my God, the only thing that I remember from my first meeting when I had 4 days clean was that an addict, any addict, could stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way to live. And I didn't even know where that shit was, Fifth Tradition. But that's what I remember because one of my brothers in recovery, like, would always open up with that. And I was just like, what? That shit made me excited. You know what I mean? That stuff made me excited and I'm just so grateful to just still be here. You know what I mean? I'm so grateful. Man, I'm grateful for our symbol. And I want to share about this because I never, like, it, like, caught me off guard when I moved to, like, to Southern California. If I'm in, it, like, caught me off guard when I moved to Southern California, right? Because, like, I made some friends out there, right? Real fast. I made a lot of good friends, right? And so, like, my black friends didn't want to go to certain dances because there was too many Mexican people there. And then my Mexican friends didn't want to go to certain dances because there was, like, black people there. And I'm like, well, I'm not black or Mexican. So, like, what dance am I supposed to go to? And, like, I talked to my sponsor. I'm like, I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, where I'm from, we're so small. There ain't enough of us to start segregating. So we are just thrust together. We're, like, forced to recover together. You know what I mean? And I'd be pretty screwed if I, like, kept it at a race thing because there ain't too many Filipino people running around in Narcotics Anonymous. Like, for real. And so I talked to my sponsor, man, and she was just like, well, you know, people are comfortable. People get comfortable and they get complacent. You know what I mean? But I'm the type of addict where I talk to different members and I visit various groups all over. And I really don't care what you look like. It doesn't matter what age, race, sexual identity, creed, religion, or lack of religion. If you're actively changing your ideas and attitudes, I want to hang out with you. So like when that happened, like my first immediate thought, right, was, okay, start shoving the symbol down people's throats now. Because don't you know, the greater the base, the broader the size, the higher the point of freedom. God, where have you guys been? Jeez. Hey, but I have to let you guys recover in your own way. I can't force Narcotics Anonymous on you. You know what I mean? All I know is that I feel free, man. I feel free. I'm grateful to be clean. I don't plan on not coming to meetings anytime soon. I keep coming back, man. I keep just working the steps. I have a sponsor. And this is like the only thing that's worked for me. You know what I'm saying? This is the only thing that has... Is this thing changed my life? You know what I mean? It changed my life. And so just for today, I don't have to use no matter what, no matter how I feel, no matter what defect I keep acting out on over and over and over again, no matter how many times I humiliate myself, because I humiliate myself a lot. But I just keep coming back, man. I just keep coming back. So if you're new, please keep coming back. And that's all I have. Thank you.